Have your evening to all brothers and sisters in the Dhamma. So today is 26 May 2022, Thursday class. So we'll be continuing our sharing from this book, the wonderful Dhamma, Lotus Flower Sutta. We are at page 277. Just relax body and mind and maintain some form of attention. And as usual, we will have our half an hour of awareness based meditation. We will off the light now so that you can proceed with your half an hour of awareness based meditation. Just silent everything, relax body and mind completely and maintain awareness. Then stabilize the awareness. The third support is to stabilize it for as long as you can. Technically, it's 24 hours. Then the last support is trust. So just relax, maintain awareness, silent everything. Don't try to know, don't try to do anything. Just maintain awareness. Away, away, away. And let the mundane mind or thinking mind slow down and settle down until your mind base become very quiet, until the thinking almost stop. They will slow down and finally stop. It will subside. Then when you can be just aware without any activity of mind or thought movement, that is the beginning of the realization of the silent mind, the true mind, your awareness nature within. So that is a very important stage in understanding awareness-based meditation. Unless you come across and allow this awareness nature to manifest, you have to realize the silent, which is without thought. Just the awareness within. And it's not easy to maintain the awareness. The thought arises very fast. Thinking arises very fast. We are normal sentient beings. They think a lot, because of habitual tendency, because of their heedless activity, due to their inability to understand that they have another mind which is beyond the thinking. And meditation is to develop this ability to perceive that mind, to have the ability to be aware of it. That awareness is not a thought, it's not a thinking, it's just a nature inside that is just aware. Means before the knowing, the pure consciousness, like the Buddha said, in the seeing, there is only the seeing conscious, just the consciousness before the content went in. Before the aggregate of mind arrives, when the content goes in, the aggregate of mind will trigger off thinking. Because these aggregates of mind are aggregates of the thinking mind. The first one is normally contact. So when there is contact, the universal content of consciousness will arise. Including the context, simultaneously they arise. That's why they call it the seven universal. So upon contact, feeling is the first aggregate to arise. And that feeling is normally conditioned by our views, opinion, and conditioning. That feeling arises through perception. When we perceive them with our views, opinion, conditioning, and belief system, then we trigger off that emotion, that feeling, the like and the dislike, the pleasant and the unpleasant. That's how it starts. Then without wisdom, without understanding, this mundane mind continue to move, proliferate, and create more thinking. That's how we start to understand how we become conditioned into such habitual tendency, into such way of creating the thought process and getting entangled in the process. Then not only perception and feeling, the sankhara activity, the thinking, the stirring, sankhara sanya, perceive, think, then the views, opinion, and conditioning create the activity and the movement. Then in between, the movement of thought create fear, worry, anxiety, insecurity, emotion. So all these are the result of the evil roots. And the evil roots of greed, hatred, and delusion is the basis for this heedless thinking that give rise to the five mental hindrance. So when you have this greed, hatred, and delusion, the heedless thinking will arise. Then it will condition the five mental hindrance that will hinder your mind from entering the meditative state of inner peace, inner calmness, and inner awareness. So failing to understand this aspect of the Dhamma will lead to problem in life. Then you cannot meditate, is because you don't understand all this. So how do you overcome the mental hindrance? How do you reverse all this? You need to develop the opposite five, the spiritual faculties. When the spiritual faculty of Sadha, Virya, Sati, Samadhi, and Panya are there, then the mental hindrance cease. Then your mind has no more mental hindrance. That's why the meditative state can surface. And the awareness is the third spiritual faculty, Sati. Awareness-based meditation is to realize this Sati. But the problem is, apart from Sati, you immediately entangle into the other aggregates of mind, especially feeling, means Vedana and Sankhara, and perception, Sankhara Sanya. Then it conditioned feeling, and every moment of consciousness, the same activity continue, because you have a brain, memory. What do we accumulate in our brain? The memory. Our experiences, good and bad, all of our fear, worry, anxiety, phobia, sorrow, lamentation, insecurity, our moments of experience in life, good and bad. Then we also accumulate all those that we come to believe in. That's why the views, the opinion, the belief system, the conditioning, everything happens within the brain. So the brain is the one that trigger off what type of thought, because thought is respond to this memory inside the brain. So when the memory that is accumulated is without wisdom, instead is with all the rubbish and other accumulated things that we call knowledge, or our views, opinion, conditioning, and belief system. So all this, if you use it to act, to live life, to arise, then it will lead to delusion. That's like acting according to memory, which is a bundle of all this rubbish, is not acting at all. Then in life, how do we act? We act with wisdom. We act with understanding, following the Dhamma way. following all the right view that condition the right thought, right speech, right action, and right livelihood. That's how the teaching come to be understood. That's why that three right view, Kama Niyama, Citta Niyama, and Dhamma Niyama, they are very important, very profound. They are the spiritual law that governs all of life and existence, especially the law of karma, the law of mind. It's Kama Niyama, Citta Niyama. Then the law of truth are all the essential Dhamma, all of the other truth within nature that the Buddha taught us. We call it the essential Dhamma. That's why Dhamma is the teaching of the Buddha. And what does the Buddha teach? Essentially, he teaches the truth, the reality, the understanding of truth. So all this can be understood if you develop the awareness-based meditation properly, appropriately. Then from the understanding, your cultivation will progress. Everything will unfold. Okay, so today I give you this summary so that you understand what you are doing in the name of meditation. And after you have trained your awareness nature within, what are you going to do with it? How can you develop and continue in the cultivation? So all this can be understood if you have a good grasp of what I give you as a summary today. Okay. So Shen Hua said that Kuan Yin Cave. So he said, when I was staying at Kuan Yin Cave, there were two ponds of water from the mountain in front of the cave. They came from the mountain and provide enough water for the daily use of 10 or 20 persons. What do you think happened after I moved out? The water stopped flowing down the mountain. There was no water. Then when Master Xuan Hua built the Western Bliss Garden, there was no water there. But then the water came after it was built. All the monks said, I took the water with me. I didn't starve to death after all, although I came close to it. So this is Master Xuan Hua's experience. Huh? If you are not afraid of starving to death, then don't worry. There will certainly be offerings. If you are afraid of starving to death, no one will make offering. If you are not afraid of starving to death, everything will work out fine. You need only have. But this one is a direct translation. I think the English is not very good. You need only have no worry, and then spontaneously, your way. Karma will increase. I think we better rephrase it. We no need to have any worry. Because you have to trust your karma. When you are a cultivator of the way, you will know. You take care of mind take care of karma. And karma take care of your life. So there is nothing to worry and to fear. Everything will fall into place. So here, this is it. Spontaneously, your way karma will increase. It means you take care of karma. Karma will take care of everything. So don't worry that you will get no offering. Besides, when it gets down to the point of having no offerings at all, they will appear of themselves. If you have cultivation, you will evoke the response. So this is very true, based on what Master Xuan Hua said. As cultivator of the way, you do not fear, you do not worry. Everything will fall into place. If there is a will, there is a way. I always say that. So even on our spiritual trip or whatever, we need not worry about all those things. What we need is the sincerity, the faith, and diligently we cultivate the way. Then everything will fall into place, because this is what Dhamma is all about. When you have the sincerity and the faith, then you create a great response. Yeah. Then you cultivate accordingly, following the Dhamma way, developing the appropriate understanding and the cultivation. Then all of your whatever feel of merits, wholesomeness, they will manifest, because the way to manifest them is to cultivate the Dhamma, following the understanding that the Buddha has taught us. So understanding the Dhamma is very important. Then after you have developed the understanding, you must put it to practice. Then when we become a living reality, then this Dhamma will unfold. After it unfold, it will bring forth the way and the understanding. So cultivating the Dhamma can be very amazing, very wonderful, and very interesting. When you develop the clear understanding, life becomes beautiful. Everything becomes wonderful, just like the sutra title, the wonderful Dhamma. And the symbol of this enlightenment is the lotus flower. That's why the title is beautifully worded, in the sense that not only there is this enlightenment where the lotus flower sutta is mentioned, it also leads to wonderful existence, wonderful understanding. That's why it's the wonderful Dhamma. Okay, we go back to the sharing. Okay, those who have left the home life, those who have left home should worry about whether or not they have accomplished the way karma. Actually, should not worry about whether they have accomplished the way karma. They should not worry about whether or not there are offerings. You receive offerings, but do not become enlightened or realize your way karma, then you are still just a common person. You have accomplished the way, your way karma. You are still a sage, even if you got no offering. Those of you who have left home, do you think about the fact that as the day goes by, you have not accomplished your way karma? Do you consider it a problem? Or do you worry that as you cultivate and recite sutta, you are not yet perfect in your recitation? In the West, there is a beginning, and we all must be pioneering patriots. Just what gives you the right to be patriot? What merits and virtue, what accomplishment do you have? Which sutta do you really understand? Can you truly explain it? As far as your spiritual skill goes, can you sit for 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 hours and so forth until we come to 1 day, 2 day, 1 month, 2 months without moving your legs? So this is very common, what Master Xuan Hua is trying to share here. As cultivator of the way, most people in between will have this anxiety or doubt. they are worried that they have been cultivating for so long, so sincere, and yet they believe they haven't progressed or they haven't accomplished anything. And especially those who have become ordained or monks for many, many years, then they still have this doubt or worry that they have not really realized the truth or accomplished the way. It's just like the question which Xuan Hua posed. Do you consider it a problem? Or do you worry about it? Or do you really worry about it as to? As you cultivate and recite sutta, you are not yet perfect in your recitation. So all this is what the thought is all about. The egoic mind, the delusion behind. When you cultivate, you just develop the three virtues, sincerity, faith, and perseverance. Just do. Don't try to know. Be sincere, have faith, cultivate, persevere. Then the Dhamma will unfold. Everything will fall into place. Don't go and allow the thought to create all this type of worry, doubt. All these are mental hindrance. It will not help you. Is the opposite of the spiritual faculty of faith. That's why sadha is very important. When you have sadha, the way will be there. The spiritual path will unfold. Without faith, the other spiritual faculty cannot fall into place. So faith is most important, foremost. Spiritual faculties. That's why in the five spiritual faculties, the Buddha actually introduced sadha, faith, as the number one. Then later on, the question is, when you think you are ready and you have sort of the cultivation, the understanding, then you think you also can become a patriot. So all this will give rise to the doubt. Just what gives you the right to be a patriot? What is a patriot? What merits and virtue, what accomplishment do you have? Which sutta do you really understand? Can you truly explain them? As far as your spiritual skill goal, can you? This one, don't worry. This one is Master Xuan Hua. He liked to mention this. Can you sit for 1 hour, 2 hour, 3 hour, 4 hour, 5 hour, and so forth until we come to 1 day, 2 day, 1 month, 2 months, without moving your leg? Don't try to be a hero. Do with understanding. Just relax, maintain awareness. Your meditation is not just sitting. Sitting and sitting. So you have to have that time understanding. If you have that kind of samadhi, then why are you so worried about not receiving offering? If you have no samadhi power, you may look for offering. But the more you look for them, the further they will receive. Why? People will see you and think, oh, there's that monk who climbs my condition. He goes around everywhere telling people to make offering and exploiting them. But he doesn't cultivate. He just takes advantage of other people in order to get offering. This is an extremely grave mistake. You should now return the light and reverse the illumination. Wei Guang, Fan Zhao. So when it comes to cultivation, we really need to be very sincere. You must believe in your sincerity, your faith, and your cultivation. If you have done it correctly, your parami will be there. Everything will fall into place. You don't have to worry about offering and all those things. As I think that the other session, the last Tuesday class, after that class, I think, there were conditions, and I mentioned to Brother Jin Hao, you look at all this so-called Zen master or even patriarch like Master Xuan Huang, Xu Yun Lao He Sang, and many other great masters. The way they arise and the way they go through the cultivation and perfected themselves, it was not easy. Especially Master Xuan or even Xu Yun faced a lot of obstacles and a lot of what they call very severe like tests and then harsh conditions and all those things. But finally, because he had the understanding, they persevere, then somehow nature will manifest its condition accordingly for things to happen. It's like the Wei Tao Pusa have to create the condition for Xian Hua to receive offering from the lay people. Well, his leg was very bad. Then he gave him a drink, he said, you make this offering to this monk with this type of image, then your leg will be cured. And that's how the condition arise. And he went all the way to make that offering. And immediately after that, he was cured. So all this can manifest. Even on our spiritual trip, a lot of things happen. And as we cultivate, you have the understanding, the faith, you do not worry. Things will go your way. That's why I always share with Kayamita cultivator all the way. I said, you don't have to worry about all this cultivation thing. Well, a lot of people tend to have a lot of doubt, a lot of questions, and the thought keep on manifesting. Am I doing it correctly? Have I got it right? Am I progressing? All those things. Now all this will create all the obstruction if you are not careful. That's why my advice is, if you have the faith, the sincerity, and you just persevere and cultivate, then whatever arises, whatever happens, treat it as part of the way, part of the cultivation. Then you won't go wrong. Then the Dhamma will keep on unfolding. And what I told Jin Hao was, I said, most of these great beings or even famous Mahayana Zen master or teacher, when they come, they develop very, too much emphasis on cultivation. Their overemphasis on cultivation actually lead to some form of minor, I call it minor because these are the things that didn't come. It can only manifest when you have the understanding much later. That's why they have to go through all this, the death, the coming obstruction and many other things to clear the cultivation path and to develop the understanding. That's why you look at their life, most of them, not easy. They confront a lot of obstacles and a lot of even problems. For Xuan's case, I think he developed a lot of enmity with many people who later on want to challenge him and do a lot of this thing to him, like the other monk that stayed next door that say so many negative things about him. So all this is causes and conditions from the past. So if you don't have all this karmic conditioning, then this thing may not manifest. But why did it manifest in the first place? That's why you have to develop understanding. So the focus is not just on cultivation and not being sensitive about relationship and other type of merits, especially Dana Parami. You have to develop them. We are this other perfection that is needed. So when you have that parami and the understanding, then you realize the better way to come is to come with all the condition that is conducive for you to do your bodhisattva cultivation and work. Otherwise, it's not easy. You have to depend on people and you have to confront all this, and a lot of things can happen. That's why when I recollect and look back at my life, this life in particular, I realize a lot of things my nature had already gone through and developed the understanding. That's why when this form of mind arise, this nature of mind arise, this life, this segmented life, I got no problem. Everything is already there, self-sufficient. My nature don't have to depend on people, depend on support and all those things. It just naturally unfold and they just fall into place. And personally, I want to have my own freedom, my own ability to be self-sufficient so that I don't have to depend on people. I don't have to do all those things. That's why then my duty is very simple. I have my vows. I have my duty. So I just do it. Then I just do what I need to do. When condition is there, my nature manifests. Then when there is condition and affinity for things to arise, then it will echo and flow and develop. That's why everything has been smooth sailing. And like, I didn't do anything. When nature just developed the understanding, echo and flow, then everything just manifests and become what it is today. And people who come, most of them, I don't know them. But somehow, when there is causes and condition and affinity, they will appear. Then if there is appropriate condition, they will receive, they will understand, and they will benefit. So all these are the understanding that a cultivator can develop. It doesn't mean that you have to follow a particular way to manifest, to come and cultivate. So most people believe in the Sakyamuni Buddha's tradition of renunciation and becoming monks, which is very common and I think adopted by a lot of cultivators of the way, because you have to renounce. Then only you can cultivate, like people used to say. The monks, they renounce and go full-time. If they go full-time also, they cannot achieve. What do you think a lay person can achieve? To them, you may not even stand a chance, because the worldly duty is like too much for them. And it's like, you don't have the time to develop the cultivation. That's why to them, renunciation is very important. But it depends on your understanding. Like the Buddha, he taught us very well. He said the domain of meditation. Meditation can be done in the midst of life, anywhere, any place, anytime, in any posture, as long as you understand how to develop it. The manifestation of the spiritual faculty can be in life itself. You need not sit the whole day. Of course, there are time to sit. There are time to develop the mindfulness and the awareness. then you have to interact with the world. You have to establish understanding in the midst of life. Otherwise, the Dhamma is not a living Dhamma. The Dhamma that you realize through isolation alone may not be the true Dhamma. There are time to isolate yourself. There are time to develop the perfection. But then, your best teacher is life itself. You need to put them to test. You need to go through life to really understand what is going on. You can only put to test when you have relationship with people, with the environment, with society, with all that is within existence. Otherwise, you cannot be tested and you cannot understand whether you have realized or not. So all this understanding are very vital, very important, and the path the individual choose depend on their understanding. Yeah. So for my case, I think my nature has evolved long enough. And it's like this Vimalakirti, that great Bodhisattva or being, he liked to always come nowadays as lay people. And he believed in that way, he can play his role and manifest much more easier. And he is very, very well cultivated. He has met a lot of Sammasambuddha, countless of them. That's why he is very unique a being. So all this are the understanding that are possible. So when you have them, you can include in your miscellaneous vow. Apart from the four basic vow, you can introduce all the other vows. And you can develop affirmation so that you can have all this understanding, the right view, right understanding. So that life after life, when you arise and you come, all this will be taken care of. Then you can choose the era, the civilization. Like for my case, my nature like to come during transition period. That's why I went through the old and the new. And I was able to witness a lot of things, even this segmented life. Then at the same time, manifest accordingly and do my duty. That this form of mind is subject to karma. Yes, its own right duty. Yeah. And of course, you need the vehicle and the tool, the segmented line, to come, to fulfill your vow, to do your work, to perfect your cultivation, and to manifest. So all this understanding are useful, important. That's why tonight there is condition. I share this. Yeah? So listen to it and hopefully it can help those who are established on the faith and the path of cultivation, especially those going the Bodhisattva way. Yeah? You have a choice. You can decide what way or what route to go. Yeah. There are pros and cons. There are some who like the way of renunciation, in Sakyamuni's way, because to Sakyamuni, he realized the Buddha Sasana lasts longer, much, much longer. When the Sammasambuddha arrives, if you follow that tradition, where the Sangha is established, then the what they call the way of cultivation is following the Sangha way or the renunciation to become a Sangha member. So all this, it has its pro and con. The choice is with the individual, the cultivator of the way, develop their own choice. Because there are many ways to understand things, to perfect yourself. So all this, hopefully, it can help you develop understanding, and you can also evolve accordingly. So for some who later on become very much more developed in your way or cultivation, you can also come up with your own understanding and share with the world. Okay, we go back to the sutra. Ask not whether people have made offering to you. Ask what you have done to deserve the offering. So this one is very important. This one is to ensure that you are worthy of offering. Because if you want to take the Sangha way, there's this tradition of the they call it the symbiosis between the lay people and the Sangha member. Because there is this understanding that the way of the Sangha is to create condition for there to be symbiosis between the Sangha member and the lay people, which I have explained before. The monk that go for or renounce the world, go for renunciation to become monks, they have their precepts. Then they have to develop mindfulness to be worthy of offering the four requisites. Worthy of respect, worthy of offering, worthy of give, medicine, shelter, and honesty. So if you are worthy, then it will manifest as symbiosis. Because your field of merit as a cultivator is limitless. That's why the lay people who make the offering will also benefit. Then they can invoke power of merits for causes and conditions for certain spiritual benefit to arise or progress along the path of Dhamma or to break your karmic obstruction or whatever condition that may manifest. So all this are possible. Then the synergy is you make offering to the Sangha. Not only there is this symbiosis, they will also chant for your well-being. That's why they chant. They invoke power merits for your protection, your well-being. Then they also make aspiration for you to avoid the foolish, without being wise. So the enlightenment, the here and now, can be realized as soon as possible. So all these are what the Sakyamuni Buddha's teaching is all about. He has taught the monks well, and they're supposed to carry on this tradition so that the lay people will benefit. That's why to be worthy of offering respect, give and all these things, the four requisites are very important. So the worthy of offering, give are very important. Okay, we go back a bit. We will continue for another maybe 10 minutes. If you were busy cultivating the way, how would you have time to notice whether or not people have made offering? If you really cultivate the way, you won't know whether they have or not. Why? Because your heart will not be caught up in food and drink. It is said, superior people yearn for the way, they do not yearn for food. So the frivolous thought or the heedless thinking that worry about the offering is actually not Dhamma cultivation, because the thought that arises is a negative thought, a heedless thinking, where you worry about lack of offering, so that doubt, that worry, that anxiety. When you do that, you are no different from a lay people. Lay people, when they are financially not doing well, they also worry about having sufficient food on the table to pay their rent, to fulfill their commitment, like their installment, the house installment, the car installment, and all the various type of mortgage installment, and also financial support for your family's household, your children's education if you are married. Then there are many things that need financial support. So when you have the Dhamma, you will understand all this. If you really cultivate the way, you will become different. You will not caught up with all these things. Okay, then I read on. If someone make offering to them, that's the way they are. This thing is just the way they are. If no one make offering to them, they are still. The English is not so good. They are still that way. I would rather die cultivating the way than get away with loving and asking for pity in order to survive. Your determination should be so strong that you understand with the top of your head in the sky and your feet firmly on the ground. This is a direct translation. I think the Mandarin one is very different. My head can burst its way right up to the highest heaven. It can poke right through the heaven of neither perception or non-perception, means formless right. Such is my resolve. It shouldn't be that you go for a day or two without eating and think, I can't stand it anymore. Don't be like that. That's been entirely too spineless. And I don't want any spineless disciple. So you should stand firm on your own resolve. People in the world all like money. You should not want money. You should pay no attention to money. Cultivate the way with a true heart and everything will be okay. If you cultivate the way without a true heart, you will be all muddled up and you will create even more coming offense. So today I have taken the lecture period to explain a bit of genuine principle. After this, if one has virtue, even if people wants to give one money, one shouldn't want it. They must kneel, take observant, very respectfully, and then I will accept it. But if they are not respectful, I will not accept it. Now, this one is very true. I will not accept their offering. I think this one, Shen Hua did it very well. Because I personally witnessed this with my wife. We were making our recording of his talk and all those things. I think I mentioned this before in one of the talk that he held in Oakland Road and in one of the Buddhist temples. There were many devotees, food, the whole place was full. Then I chose the upstairs, one floor of the main hall. So I was up there with my wife and I was doing the recording near the speaker. Then one day, surprisingly, before the talk started, I think we were there early. Then suddenly, there was somebody who shouted through the crowd on the first floor. Master is here, Master is here, Master Shen Hua. So everybody got excited and they saw him coming out. Then you know what happened. The whole crowd, like the audience, they become so excited. Everybody want to go near him and make offering and pay respect to him. Then until he has to stop, he said, no, if you do this, I will walk in. I won't come. And everybody retreated and slowed down. Then actually, he is supposed to meet up with somebody who is quite close to him. I think they know each other quite well. So that person also couldn't go in to meet him. So they arranged for him to go upstairs, not so many people, so that they can meet. Yeah. Then as they were doing that, with the rush, everything, I just tell my wife, no need, stay, kneel, pay respect, then silent, then make the offering in front. Surprisingly, he was observant. He was mindful. And he saw. Then the strange thing is, as he come out, he quickly moved to me, and I make the offering. Then after that, moved to my wife. Then the rest all want to come. Then he said, okay, enough. Then he went in. Of course, he collected some offering on the way too. Because then he gave the announcement, if you want to make offering after the session, after the Dhamma class, there is an opportunity or occasion to make offering. That one, the public just take turn to go around and drop the offering onto the donation box. So that one, I think every night they have it. So if you look at the way the condition manifests, it is really what he meant. So you go back to the sharing. I read again, then you understand. That's why that part really reminds me of what happened. So he said, so today I've taken the lecture period to explain a bit of genuine principle. This is genuine principle. After this is one, if one has virtue, even if people want to give one money, one shouldn't want it. So this is very true. They must kneel, make observant, very respectfully. That's what we did. We kneel, we make observant, obeisant, then we pay respect. Yeah. Then after that, I just put the red packet. Patiently kneel and wait for him to come and receive it. Then he said, and then I will accept it. But if you are not respectful, I will not accept it. This is very true. I will not accept the offering. So cultivator of the week, they know who is sincere, who has the faith, and who has the condition. They only manifest to support your faith, to develop the understanding, the joy. Because these are the way of the cultivator who have the understanding. Then, even this line, when my nature come, in fact, a lot of people in the early day want to make offering to me, and I always suggest to them, you can make offering to the Kayamita Fund. Here is more wholesome. It can manifest more wholesomeness and merits. But the Kayamita Fund is the fund that I manage personally to do all the offering, to develop the condition for Kayamita to have this parami. The Kayamita Fund is very unique in the sense that, like we highlighted in the website, because the Kayamita Fund is the only fund that can do certain type of wholesomeness and merits based on what I did. Like all my Dhamma talk, my Dhamma sharing, the funding of what I share, the printing of the books, and even the writing material, the whiteboard, the recording, the PA system, and all the portable speaker system. They are all funded by the Kayamita Fund. Because I make it a point, even if you have money, you cannot donate to them. If you want to donate, you donate to Kayamita Fund. Then the Kayamita Fund, when they use this for all this, the gift of truth, the wholesomeness, then we also make a lot of donation over the years. In fact, every year, we develop all this understanding, then we help Kayamita to develop the Kayamita force and the Kayamita, what they call funds movement. That's why all this has helped Kayamita to develop the understanding and the progress and the merits that you need. So being part of the Kayamita is very useful, very important. And personally, I really hardly accept unless the offer comes from somebody very sincere. Somebody who has faith established and all those things. And normally what me and my wife do is whatever we receive, we rejoice, then we send them the POV. Then after that, we donate on their behalf to their Kayamita Fund, to the Kayamita Fund. That's how we establish wholesomeness. But there are some who are very sincere and who have a faith, and they make it a point to make materialistic offering. And most of them come to like things that is good for my health. they will make the offering. So this one, my nature rejoices and I don't mind because people has the understanding, the faith. And this is very conducive. Where if they do this, they will receive in the end. They reap what they sow. So all these are awesome meritorious action that has been done through understanding. Then when you make offering to the worthy ones, the merit is very different. That's why even in the Theravada teaching, it says, if you make offering to cultivate all the way who has developed the cultivation and the awakening and the understanding, the field of merits, they are limitless. So when you chant the salutation to the Sangha, it's all there. So all these are the understanding that cultivator of the way can develop and have. Okay, we go on a bit more. Then the next paragraph. I have something further to say, which is Master Shenhua. Those who are at home should protect the Dhamma of those who have left home. If you let the left home people starve to death, then when you want to do acts of merit and virtue, you will have nowhere to go to do it. Why? The triple gem will have starved to death. If you wanted to foster merit and virtue, you wouldn't be able to do it. So this one is like sometimes my nature is like that. So when I go out and have my lunch or breakfast or dinner, sometimes I like to go to the shop where very few customers. Yes, I try to give them the support where there is condition. And strangely, most of these places I go in, they either have a Guan Yin or one of the great beings inside there or the water. Then after we go in, normally the crowd will start to come in. So it is in a way to support, especially good restaurant who are sincere, the food are reasonable and good. We try to support so that it will not close. Otherwise, it's not easy to find such home-cooked, genuine, reasonable pricing type of restaurant. So cultivation can be applied to even daily life. And if you have this understanding, all these are possible. So although Shenhua put it in such a humorous way, he said, you don't make offering to them, they cannot survive, they die, then you got nobody to offer to. The Sangha member no more. So how can you make offering? You need the Sangha to create a condition for this symbiosis or synergy. Symbiosis, the word is symbiosis, sorry. Those who have left home should know what they are supposed to do. Means worthy of respect, worthy of offering and give. And those who are at home should also know what they are supposed to do. Don't wait until the triple gem has starved to death. you try to make offering to them, then you won't be able to, because there won't be any triple gem to make offering to. Everyone should do their duty, should be their duty, and carry out their responsibility. Those who are left home must cultivate the way, and those who are at home must do their duties to make offerings. If those who have left home do not cultivate, then those at home will not make offering. If those at home do not make offering, then those who have left home will not be able to cultivate. Those who have left home should cultivate, and those at home make offering. This is called working together, or what I call synergy and symbiosis. Okay, we stop here. Okay. Now we will continue our second session. Second session is meditation reporting.
Good evening, Brother Teo.
Good evening, yes.
This is Teo at North Kaya Mitas.
Yeah.
Brother Teo, 我想share我 last Friday night 的 meditation experience.
Brother
Teo 可以 guide 我在这个。就因为Saturday 是我的 day 去 farm, so Friday night 有时我会 reflect 一下我要做什么明天这样子。当我躺下去的时候，我就觉得好像很多 energy 在我的这边 heart
上面这边，对对对，它就好像有一个
energy flow 这样，所以我就 relax 咯。 just relax into it, and then after that, 它就是好像一股 energy 走进去我的 gateway 那边，这样子。then after that, 它就是 like 我可以 feel 到我的 heartbeat, 好像那个怎样讲，就好像那个 heartbeat like how the life force is about.
Okay.
跳是跳，很 subtle 的。But then after a while 哈，他就好像我们看那个医院那个 screen 那个 computer 这样子，就 like 慢慢 ，then 他就滴就没有掉，
好像一条线没有掉了。
对，就好像没有掉了，好像没有 heartbeat。
那就。
Then after that 就它就维持很一下这样子，就是这样子。没有 heartbeat, then after that 我就 just aware 吧了 ，after that just aware 吧，就是你感觉就是好像看戏里面的那个就是人家要怎样讲，他就是一个怎样讲，好像人家过世这样子的一个
like witnessing, you're just witnessing.
对，
在那边 like witness what happened,
yes,
it's like that nature is just witnessing, just 在那边 like aware, just aware of everything that manifests, then that nature is very different, very beautiful. So 你有什么 question 吗？Is there anything you want to understand?
我想 understand 的这个是一个什么样的一个怎样讲？
It's part of the manifestation when you go through the cultivation. Yeah, you have developed the ability to relax and maintain awareness until you located the gateway. Then you are able to allow that what they call.Yin and Yang energy to melt through the gateway. That's why the key for it to manifest is to relax, not to interfere. If you don't relax and interfere, all this cannot happen. Then more important is later on, 不要去看太多那个 heartbeat 那些 unless it manifests on its own. More important is when the Yin and Yang energy from external melt in,then you realize it become very soothing. Then there is a pure energy that will manifest after it go through the gateway. And this pure energy is already intelligent. It has its wisdom and understanding. That's why this one is the nature's movement. The nature's movement means, that's why I say, trust that nature to do. Then the nature that do without any interference from the thought process, from the mundane mind directing it, or views and opinion and conditioning, then it becomes thought-based meditation. But because you trust that nature to do, there is no interference, then the movement is very natural. It will just move by itself. Then silence everything and let it happen. Then you will understand a lot of things. You will go to the area where it's supposed to go. Then what happened after you go there, you will also know. You will also understand. Then after that, this thing can be for a while, or for maybe half an hour, 1 hour, depend. Then as long as you can develop the ability to relax and maintain awareness and trust that nature to do, just let it do, until all the manifestation surface, then you will go through. It's like you are dead inside there. But that nature will do by itself. That's why that force support, the trust, is very different. And you can go through that. It will be most beautiful. Then you realize your internal transformation will start. The internal transformation means this is the actual, they call it the actual activation. I don't call opening. Activation of the nadis and the chakra that need to be activated. So once this pure energy go in and activate that one, your internal, they call it the nervous system, the nerve centers, the parasympathetic nerve center, they will be transformed. Then their vibration become more and more refined, more and more refined, more and more refined. That's why you can feel your heartbeat, all those things, like the whole thing, like no more. But your pure awareness is there. That's why there is not cessation as yet. But for cessation to happen, you need to have very stable understanding, the wisdom aspect. Then you just let things be. But when it is doing the trust, chances it will not happen. The cessation will not happen. But that is the time where the nature need to do the work to transform your internal. Then when your internal transform, the stage that is beyond that is very beautiful. After your internal, what they call nerve centers or the nadis and the chakra, they will become very, very refined, very fine, until the vibration is so fine. Finally, the whole thing activated, then your mundane mind cannot take that type of vibration. Then the process of collapse of the mundane mind will happen. It will happen. It may take a while, I don't know. Depend on the initial. For me, it took me 9 months to see the whole thing, to witness the whole collapse of the mundane mind. But it's a very beautiful phase. To go through that one is very beautiful. So remember to relax is very good, which you have done. Then don't be too curious about all those things. Just relax and, like you say, be the weakness, weakness. But you'll miss out on what happened to the energy that melt inside. Because maybe for the first time, you were not familiar with it. Then your awareness didn't follow. You were more interested in other things. Means there is some form of thought or mind that want to do certain things. It's still not complete trust yet. When it's complete trust, it's like you are dead. There is no response, nothing. Then it will move, it will activate. Then sometimes the tingling, whatever sensation and that movement is very beautiful. It's nature's activity. And it just happened. It just happened. Then, like everything is very natural and very subtle. And that movement, the mind cannot understand. It's the awareness that is with it. The awareness and the movement is one. That's why you start to understand the whole thing. Then the byproduct of what happened after that, also you will know. Then many things will manifest until the whole. Then you start to understand, oh, that nature is so intelligent, so beautiful. You know where to activate and where to develop the movement. So that it will move by itself. There's like nobody inside there, no mind to direct anything. This style of meditation, nobody can understand. And hardly anybody in this planet can do it. So, sadhu to you, but remember what I share with you. Silent everything, then relax, you have done. Then trust. That trust has to be 100%. Don't want to know, just aware, silent. Then let that nature do, like you are dead. Like you cannot do anything, you cannot respond anything, you cannot even want to know the heartbeat. Forget about it. Just let things be. Like no mind at all. Then nature just trusts. Whatever will be, will be. Even the thought try to arrive, hey, you may die. Forget about it. It will not die. It will know what to do. So all this, if you have somebody who have gone through, he can advise you, then you will know what to do. Then you can develop the understanding and the progress. So far, based on what you have gone through, it's already very, very good. Sadhu to you, Alicia.
Sadhu, brother, to you. Actually, this is he himself naturally like, and I, maybe I just miss out that part. But was
because your trust is not 100%. 因为你有 certain sequence or you are interested in certain part of the manifestation, then 你就 settle down there. So 你 settle down there, your awareness nature cannot develop the full trust to observe all those movements. Because when the energy goes in, there is a lot of movement. It's like I give you the hint, it's like the yin and yang energy melt into it. Then what come out is the pure energy. And why and how do you know it's pure energy? Your nature will know. That one is very different. That one, I don't know how to describe to you also. When that cultivator go through, that transformation part is the internal movement, which is based on 100% trust that nature to do. No interference at all. No subtle mind behind to even want to know or whatever. All completely not there. It's like you are dead. Then you just let it manifest. So, 你试试看。你试试看。
好的，Virgil。当他那个 heartbeat 没有for 一阵子哦。我是 fully aware 的 ，Virgil。
对，but 你 over focus 去那边了，你忘记 to let the nature do itself the trust。你如果 continue to be you relax is correct， but now you have to not only maintain awareness， you relax and you have to go to the fourth support, which is trust. You have done the first three. Relax, maintain awareness, and stabilize it. You have done. That's why you located the gateway and it started its movement. But you failed to do the fourth support, which is trust. That trust most people cannot do it. My nature is different because I from the past did it before. That's why I know what to do. I straight away understand what that thing is and I just let it be. That's why I let things be. So let things be is very beautiful. But thing is just the way it is. That's why I trust. You trust that nature to develop the movement by itself. Means it's like no interference at all. 你的mind整个没有起来。 Even your awareness that wants to know that you describe about the heartbeat and other things is what you recollected after that. It's because during that time, you were excited by it and you were interested in it. That's why you go into that. So my advice to you is it's already very good progress to be able to develop this. But what you didn't really make use of is condition is to develop the fourth support, which is trust. Trust that nature to do. And that trust, you need to develop understanding to refine upon it. And then it manifests. We are like you say, you have very strong energy around your heart area, the left side and all the things. Then when you relax, then the energy which are normally yin and yang, unless you have the Dhamma wisdom. The Dhamma wisdom is the middle path. That's why it will actually reduce the two extremes of the yin and the yang. So when you have developed cultivation, your yin and yang will be more balanced, but they are still yin and yang, understand? The subtle, more subtle yin and yang. So this yin and yang, they can only become pure energy once they go through that gateway. When it goes through that gateway, it will like melt inside. And the out product, the byproduct of it is the pure energy. And that is the one that will activate all the things inside. Because without thought, only the gateway can be located. And this gateway, for it to go through and become pure energy, you need to develop that trust. That trust needs to be 100%, not 90%, not 90%, 100%, just let it be. And then you can see the whole movement. The whole movement is very, very beautiful. You just know what happened. The awareness of it, that's all. That is like your awareness and the thing move together. It is like all the whole of the awareness and the movement become one. There is no thought at all. The whole thing. Then you will understand. Because the form and mind go through. That's why after that, when you come out of it, you will recollect. Then you will realize how amazing this thing is. On its own, it can move and develop all this trauma, which normal people cannot do, where they use the thought to direct it. That's why all the opening of the chakra, they go to the tantra, they use the thought to direct it, to move it. That one all, energy field, get into big trouble. Where the yin-yang energy is still yin-yang, not balanced. That's why that one cannot really activate and develop the transformation. So all this understanding, book also never write. Nobody understands. Not until the cultivator that we really go through, they can never understand all this. Even my last guy also never tell me all this. He just tell me, you have to locate that gateway. Then he asked me, where do I return my awareness? I point to the center of the heart. Straight away he tell me, oh, wrong. But I have faith in him because like he understand this movement. Then when he actually showed me where the thing is, his hand was 2 inches away and he activated that point. And my nature straight away knew what that thing is. With all my external energy melt inside. Then I already know how to relax, maintain awareness. It means 24-hour awareness. I already did. relax, aware 24 hours, first three support I already done it. Then when it happened that night, straight away I knew what that thing was. And it was so soothing. So initially, because the beginning, it will not create that type of movement yet, because it was the first time the pure energy going, then the yin and yang melt inside, and it was so soothing. So initially, I remember it was transforming my consciousness. My consciousness become like completely without content, and my whole mind vibration become very still, very quiet. Then after that, what happened is I like completely without thought. It was a free mind. Then I had this what they call feeling like my body has become so different. It's like a car perfectly tuned. Until like the car, like the hybrid car, no vibration. Like everything very small one, very fine. Then you are like a perfect human being during that time, I remember. Then all my thing heal. Whatever thing that my body need to heal at that time, the pure energy healed the whole thing. So all these are the beginning. Then later on, after it has gone through for quite a while, then over the months, initially weeks, then months, then my mundane mind starts to develop the movement to collapse. And that one also finally, after 9 months only, the whole thing happened. Then the like a layer of consciousness, my brain there, pop, just drop off like that. That's why I rejoice when I realize that this is exactly what my teacher, Achanyantra's teacher, mentioned to the disciple, but the disciple don't understand him. They ask him what is enlightenment. So in his temple, Swamo, they call it the Garden of Liberation, Swamo. So it was in Surat Thani, Achan Buddhadasa, he's very famous. So he said, it's like a wheel, V-E-I-L, wheel, you pronounce it wheel. Like the wheel of ignorance just drop off. For him to describe that, I know it's the mundane mind draw. Nothing else. It has to be the mundane mind draw. That's why my nature rejoiced. Then when his disciple came, I asked the disciple, do you understand what he said or not? He said he just said like a wheel of ignorance. Wheel of ignorance just drop. I said, okay. Yeah. I said, there is a deeper meaning when you go through the cultivation. But he has done it. Yeah. Otherwise he wouldn't know. How can you give that type of energy, like one layer? Because after that, the mundane mind once drop off, you know what happened or not? The pure nature shine forth. Like the cloud, everything dispersed, you know? Everything become clear sky, you know? Like the sun's ray penetrated. But this one is the nature's awareness, the supra mundane mind, the pure mind, the true mind. It just manifests. Come on. Then like you have no mind. That whole thing is so clear, you know, so fine. That's why for almost 5 to 7 days, I was so amazed. I said, what is all this? How come last time I cannot understand and experience all this? Nothing has changed. Everything is still the same. My senses, everything is still the same. But because the mundane mind no more, the nature shine forth. It becomes so different. The things that I never see before, I start to see. That's why I say the universal characteristics of anicchang, dukkang, and anatta. Every moment, every instant, all phenomena exhibit that. My nature can see where it was that nature shine for. Then that time, no need to be aware, no need to be mindful. Where you are that nature. Your supramundane mind has surfaced and it has replaced the mundane mind. Then I realize I have to learn how to use this mind. That's why people cannot understand. 1989, you know, this thing happened. 34 years ago. Who can understand? At that time, nobody can understand. Then my nature knew what this thing is. I was so amazed. I even hinted to my wife, I said, how come like that? It's so different. So when it comes to this type of cultivation, you have to have the faith and the understanding and trust the nature to do. That's why the fourth support is not easy. Alicia, hopefully this explanation, you can understand and maybe develop it. But it's not so straightforward and not so easy. It is so straightforward, so easy. A lot of people would have got it. Okay?
Radio, thank you. 感恩Radio,因为 with the Radio 的 guide, 我 roughly 知道要做什么了。 你的 explanation 很清楚, 对。
Yeah, 你要很 patient, 去 develop the fourth support. The fourth support is not just the word trust. Trust means 100% trust. The mind doesn't interfere at all. And 好像一个死人这样, a person who is dead, you got no control over your physical body. So the whole movement is like that nature moving, activating and doing all those things. Like you cannot talk, you cannot move, you cannot do anything. It's like you are dead. That is the 100% trust. You have to do until like that. And let all those things happen without even a single thought arising. Then just away. Then later on, a lot of other things will manifest. Then during that time, I remember, after that 9 months or what, the cessation keep on happening. The pneumonic experience, the cessation, for longer and longer period. Then sometimes I just don't want to do it because otherwise it went in too long. People don't know what is going on. They thought no breathing, no heartbeat, nothing. Like you are dead, but you are not dead. So later on, I also came to know because I did it before. I had taken this bodhisattva way. That's why I know how to go through it. Then I realized my nature go through all this very fast. That's why, although I mentioned 9 months for my case, it's considered very fast to actually move to the collapse of the mundane mind. It's not so easy. I believe normal people cannot do it so fast. It may take you all very long. With the transformation, a lot of things. Then at the heart area also, a lot of movement. That thing move also. Then it activates different places. On its own, then the front, the back, and all the whole body. So hopefully, because of the condition, all these are recorded. You can listen to it again, and maybe it will help those serious cultivators on the way. Then many years from now, people will start to understand what all these things is. Okay? Alicia, sadhu to you.
Sadhu brother to you. Without 你的 guide, 我们真的是不懂怎样去，不容易的，这个东西不容易的。能够走到这里已经很不容易。
Already very, very blessed.
是的，很感恩，因为。其实刚才 Brad 就有提到，刚才的 sharing 有讲到，佛法的就是世间法，其实，佛法就是在世间觉嘛，所以有一阵子我也是很想 seclude 我自己的去 ，you know like， 因为怕那个 mind disturb， you know。So 就好像说去 seclude 我自己就比较容易修行。其实
there are time to do that. But as wait till the retreat, the retreat come back, then there is a lot of condition for this to be done. Yeah, the retreat is the most conducive time for you to go through all this formal meditative training so that you can do it over a period of time without people like disturbing you. And people who are there at the retreat, they understand. So you got no fear, you just do. And the collective consciousness and energy also will be much better at that time. So hopefully, I think Suyan and Pramasuri are arranging some dates. So I already said those dates were okay to me. So it's, I think, August and September, that 2 months, which is just nice. So try to make yourself free if you can, so that when the dates are fixed, we only have slot for 30. They only allow 30. So we need to really see how to allocate them. Then what I suggested was maybe the rest don't stay in. Try to look for a place to stay outside and come in during the day to join. Then before the temple close, you arrange to go out. See how it goes. Anyway, it's recorded. They all can follow the Zoom session, so if they want to. Hopefully the internet there is good enough. Then you can have the Zoom sharing for the night session or whatever. Or see whether they agree to open the gate to allow people to go out after the 9 o'clock session when we end. If they allow, that will be better. Just let things be. Because we also have to be fair to the Tangjia. He purposely take the trouble to help us to get the approval from the temple committee to allow us to have it. But on a quiet basis, means do not go and spread the word and all those things. Then people will also want to go and all those things. Well, he's trying. Then we also have to comply with what they want us to do. I was told we have to do the self-test, the COVID-19 test, the RTK, or rapid test. So all this, we see how it goes. We learn the thing. I think by the time Suyang come back, more things can be firmed up. We still have the whole of June, then July to firm things up. And hopefully August or September, then we can have our retreat. But that one will be very conducive. Okay, Alicia, anything else?
Actually, we're looking forward for the retreat.
Then the other announcement is the Tuesday class, we are going to open up the physical class so that you all, those who can make it or want to come, you all can come. The targeted schedule is the 7th of June onward. We are, this coming Tuesday, Chin Hao is not free, so the class is cancelled. So the next Tuesday class, which is 7th of June, we will send out the notice. The Tuesday class, we are going to start back our physical class so that people who want to come to the physical class, they can come back. Then we can have our usual puja session, the offering and all those things and the chanting. Then after that, we will still do the Zoom recording. So those who cannot attend can follow the Zoom. So all this will be made available. But the Thursday class, I see how it goes. Because parking is a problem, I was told. We start with the Tuesday class first and see how the response is and how things work out. Okay.
Good evening, Radio, Mrs. Bill, Lee, and Amoka Yanamitas. It's been quite a while that I action in, I was missing in
action. MIA.
But at least I attended the Vesak Day sharing in Pamasuri's house. La,
oh, that one very good. Oh.
Yeah, I managed to attend. Yeah.
That one very good. That yeah. Sharing was very good.
Yes, yes. In fact, because I was involved in this.
The nunnery. Yeah.
Samanery, not nunnery.
It's Samanery, yeah, Samanery. The Malacca one.
I was first time held in Malacca, Brahma Vihara, Dr. Dhammapala's.
Correct. Sister Christy volunteered to go and help.
Without her, there's no video.
Without her, no video. She actually sacrificed a lot. She go and book her own Airbnb and do all those things out.
Like Bertil sharing the four support la. Support are important.
Yeah.
It's not the Bertil's four support. This four support I mean is the four support to run this novitiate program.
Correct. The seminary program. Yeah.
Yeah. First, there must be the monastic teacher and the preceptor.
Second
is the participant. No participant, no event. The third support is the OC, the organizing committee.
Correct, organizing committee. Yeah, they form a major support system to develop the program so that it can become a true success.
And the fourth one is the full-time and part-time helpers and volunteers. Them also is
not
very
easy.
Difficult. Especially during Pinda Pata time. Young volunteers and experienced volunteers, helpers.
You're all fortunate to get whole of Christy and Kok Wai Deo, I think. Zen, Kok Wai Deo. This youth group are very helpful. They are still young, motivated. They are very helpful. Jayanta also there, isn't it?
Yes, Dr. Jayanta is the excellent kapia for Bante Dr. Dhammapala.
Wow, sadhu to him.
And then Sister Christie's friend even flew the drone to capture a very beautiful
scenery. Correct, to capture the video and the photography.
Yes. They are very resourceful, very creative.
Sadhu. Actually, the Samanera activity you have held out many times.
I also don't know why I'm involved.
No, because you have the faith and the interest, and you really want to do something for the ladies. That's why I saw you very active doing all this with a lot of joy and understanding. That will help you in the future.
I learned a lot.
And also,
especially
this
time. Mm-hmm. Hello.
Can hear
you. You go ahead.
You will develop the parami, and that parami will be your tool in the future. Because of what you did, you organize all this, you will get to participate and get to organize bigger and bigger and more, amazing. program. Then it will move. This will move. Then later on, you maybe develop into a very good Dhamma teacher or master who actually lead all this. Because this is your parami. You have the understanding, and you are good.
你太抬举我了，Bradio.
because you have affinity with the Triple Gem. And this line, really, you did did very well. Mm.
Yeah, but dear, I'd like to share this because now we have about 4 minutes left.
Ah, no problem.
I want to share this, particularly move my heart. Lah.
Huh, okay.
Yeah, this event. on the day of Pindapata, is on the 7th of May, Saturday. So, we are supposed to, the participants, the seminary supposed to take their breakfast early, 6:45.
Okay.
So at 7:30, they can get into the bus and go to Jonker Street, the Malacca Jonker.
I know, Jonker Street in Malacca.
Yeah. And then, okay, everything is smoothly run. Then suddenly in the early morning, 4 o'clock, or before 4 or something, 4 a.m.
Okay.
The rain started to pour.
Oh, yeah. This type of thing will manifest. Yeah.
Oh, non-stop.
Yeah.
And just after breakfast, 7:15, it's still pouring.
Yeah.
Still pouring. So some are very positive. They say, oh, the deva have to wash away the dirt. Wash
and you can
sense
it. You can sense it. It's their rejoicing up there. Well, these are the Dharma protectors, the demons and the non-humans who rejoice in all these things. Then it will unfold, it will manifest. And as cultivated all the way, our nature can sense it and also rejoice. That's why these are what they call natural occurrences that will happen and occur. And people don't understand. Mm-hmm. If you are not in this line, not in this field, you won't understand. Sadhu, very good.
After breakfast, the rain is still pouring. If under this type of raining situation, everyone will get wet. Not only the samaneri, the kapia, the runners, all the volunteers. So, seeing like that, it is impromptu, out of the plan.
Yeah.
There's no such plan at all.
Spontaneous one. Not planned one.
Our bhikkhuni teacher, Venerable Sumangala. Sumangala just tell the seminary line up to go to the meditation hall and sit down and do chanting. So they started with the Namotasa and then recall the virtues and qualities of the Buddha, Dhamma and Sangha.
Yes.
Did just now,
the salutation.
Wakato and Supatipanno.
Yeah.
So they do this recollection. So in this style of chanting, I sure join.
Chanting is very good. And you sure from your heart come out.
I said at the end, at the very end, because I'm helpers only, ma. So I sat at the end, further away. And then, because we are not told what to chant, just led by Venerable Sumangala. So whatever she lead, we just follow. Don't even know the pages. Some other people will help to guide. I just sit there and start chanting. I don't go and show them which pages, because these
are very... No need. Yeah, you just continue with the sharing and the chanting.
Yes. So, I was sitting and then just follow whatever is led by Venerable Sue.
Yeah.
And she, after Sanghanusati, she goes to Karaniya Metta Sutta.
Ah, that one was a very appropriate and good one.
The moment Venerable Su chant Karaniya Metta Sutta, I follow. And then My heart vibrate very strongly.
Sadhu.
Vibrated at least 2 times, very, very strongly. Cannot miss one.
You will know.
I will know. I cannot miss one. The moment the moment I aware the heart is vibrated so strongly.
Yeah.
Then I aware the rain stop.
Sadhu. That's why these are manifestations to let you have the faith and the understanding that nature is like that. It's meant to be. You know why? Well, Karaniya Metta Sutta is one of the most, what they call, love sutta by the Dharma protector and cultivator of the way during the time of Sakyamuni. In that sutta, wow, a lot of beautiful teachings. And it's all about metta and love, and also how to develop the cultivation. Sadhu, very good.
Yes, then when I aware the rain stop, so it gives me more courage, more sadha to continue chanting.
Yeah, sadha very strong. Yeah, that this is the way Dhamma is. That's why later on you can develop all this understanding and you will become one day have the ability to share and teach, and all this will follow. That's why from the way you develop the interest in helping organizing this, my nature can feel you have the parami and this is your destiny. This is what you want to do. And you have the understanding. You developed cultivation very well. Even this line, when you started initially, you have this like understanding that how come you can be like initially, like you say, you don't have faith in the Mahayana teaching, you remember? At that retreat when you came and see me there, I helped you to add in the word misled, the asking for forgiveness there. Then you were so sincere that night. You did it until alone. I think after midnight, I already left and went to sleep. You're still inside the meditation chanting hall. Then my nature knew you have the faith and the condition. That's why it sent a pure wish to you. And you will be able to break those coming obstructions. That's why now, with all this understanding, your cultivation, you become so different, so beautiful. And you also have your own family like to support your cultivation and let you understand. That's why now you can accept things as they are very well. You're no longer like the early day, worry about certain people and want to help and all, no more. Thing is just the way it is. Sadhu to you.
Yeah, so
I can see the change, the transformation in you.
So thank you very much for your guidance.
No problem. You are most welcome. Also, you should thank your good karma, your good past, your good parami. And all these are unfolding beautifully. So this nature wish you all the best, and may your noble and good wishes be fulfilled.
Sadhu. Mahasadhu, thank you very much for my heart is shaking now.
Because this is the condition for all this to manifest. That's why it's not by coincidence that Alicia nominated you. In fact, when I saw you coming in, exactly almost 8 o'clock, you were the first one to log in, I remember. Then I knew that this is the first time you stay on until almost the end. Actually, when I asked Alicia to nominate, I was hoping he can nominate you, and really she nominated you. That's why it's meant to be, Sadhu. Rejoice.
Thank you, Radio. Finish the story, not the story, is actual happening.
Actual happening, yes.
So after Karaniya Metta Sutta chanting, General Su ended it with sharing a maris with the Deva and Naga of mighty power. What we used to chant.
Yes. Well, at that time, lucky strong.
Then by that time, totally no rain already.
Totally
no rain. And then finish off with a salutation to the Triple Gem. Then when they look up, look for their slippers and want to go up to the bus, the sun shine already.
Yeah. It's just like our camera retreat. On the last day, the sunshine come back. It was raining for 8 days and night until the closing ceremony. The closing ceremony, the thunder, everything, they waited. Then that downpour, the moment I chant the sharing and marriage turnover, the thunder, everything. And it happened for 2 years. Yes, there was one Kayamita who actually don't quite believe. You know.
Sister Lien.
Sister Lien, you know, huh?
Yes, yes.
The second year she came and talked to me, you know. She said, Brother Tio, how come like that? I don't believe it, you know. He said, but he said, this year is the second year. It's also the 8th day, you know, about to end already. Then he saw the weather change, you know, the lightning, everything. After that, when I started sharing, that downpour, the lightning, everything, because that was the closing. Then she came and see me. You know. Wow, it really happened. That's a lot of these things are natural occurrences that can manifest if you have the understanding. And the devas are there, the non-humans, the Dharma protector, the great beings, nature, they are all there. And when they rejoice, all these things manifest. That's why during the Buddha's time, a lot of these things manifest. And cultivated all the way, they develop the faith because they witness all this. And for you, you're already starting to have that personal experience of what happened through your own ability to witness it, because you organize the thing. And all this just happened in front of you while you were there.
Yes.
Sadhu.
And partake in the chanting also, that's very joyful.
Yeah, definitely. Those who have the understanding can feel it, and there's a lot of joy. That's why wholesomeness can manifest beautifully. And even those who help out, they receive a lot of merits, a lot of parami, a lot of wholesomeness.
And then that I would like to tell this our sister Wendy, Wendy Chiu, one of our Kayamita also. She was there. She was there in the Jonker Street. She's supposed to survey any danger, foreign bodies on the road. She has to pick up all those. And she said, no need lah. Everything is washed clean by the deva and by the rain.
She was there.
And then she captured the rainbow. There was rainbow on the sky. In the sky. She captured the rainbow in the Jonker Street there.
Sadhu.
So beautiful. So I like to compliment her sharpness, her awareness in the sky. Saw the rainbow.
Sadhu.
Okay, I think Radio, I'll stop here since already 10:40.
Okay, Sadhu.
Thank you very much.
Let us rejoice with all the good sharing and the condition developed by Sister Alicia and Sister Ingby. Sadhu.